Hello, you guys, and welcome to another episode of The Sip. I'm Ryland Adams, of course, joined by
Lizzie Gordon.
And we're so excited to have you here today. I mean, I don't even know. I'm like floating outside of myself as we speak.
I'm like deeply withdrawn inside myself.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. I just feel dead behind the eyes. I've been trying to conquer this whole menstrual cycle bullshit that I've been forced to suffer from for the past like fucking 15 years, and it's just not going well for me.
I mean, I have no idea what any of that means.
I have had enough of my period. I am done with it. I'm good.
Can you do away with it? Is that
no.
That's what birth control technically is,
well,
correct?
I'm trying right now to do away with it, but I don't think it's working. God's like, you're gonna do this. And I'm like, am I, sir?
Maybe it's telling you should have a kid right now.
I don't think that's what it's trying to tell me.
Well, you've been like permanently, well, I have too. I've been like, not down in the slumps, but just feeling like, what's the purpose?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you had told me Mercury's in retrograde, which seems to make
but
sense.
But I just made that up. Like, that's not based on any fact or anything. It just feels as if based we must be in retrograde.
It must be. I mean,
it must. Shit's going weird.
There's no other explanation other than like everyone has just had it with the current state of the world.
Well, there's also
that. We can't do anything. I mean, people are starting to go batshit crazy.
Yeah.
Every time I like make my way in public safely, of course, I just feel like people are losing it. As am I. Like, and I get it. I understand why all of these like fast food stories that we're talking about are happening.
The amount of people that tagged me in a post about a man who pulled a gun at a McDonald's drive-through is too many. I need to say, like, I need to clear the record. Like, I don't identify with that. Like, I speak kindly to the manager when I ask to speak to them.
Nor are you driving around Los Angeles with a gun.
No.
And these poor people are trying. I feel bad for anyone that has to encounter the general public right now because
it's
unwell.
Awful.
Everyone is unwell. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I'm having a...
I think we need like a break. Like we need like... It's like in eighth grade when they know like the class is about to lose its shit. So they offer you like a big like vacation at the end of the year because they just know that the kids are going to set the school on fire because they have like they can't be held responsible for it the next year. That's it feels like that's where humanity is.
Well, what's
we need
going
to be taken to Great America. Oh... No, I'm contemplating getting bangs. I finally have a hair appointment on February 10th. Looking forward to it. Margie, I can't believe you guys are open again.
I did get my hair cut this week, too.
You
and
lucky
it feels
dog.
Like
it looks good.
A brand new boy.
Yeah.
Although, like, who's it for? You know, yeah. I mean, other than this podcast, I sit at home and just like it feels like Groundhog Day. And I'm sorry to like harp on this again, but I just feel like it's never ending. Every day's the same.
Yeah, it definitely feels like that. It definitely feels like that.
So I am very excited about something coming up, though. I decided after talking about it for so long that we're going to take the plunge on getting Lizzie hypnotized. We're going all out. We found a celebrity hypnotist, and we're gonna try or attempt to hypnotize you and stop your smoking habit.
Well, here's the fucking funny thing. Like, I want this. I was gonna get this for myself. My mom was gonna get it for me. Like, I've been wanting to be hypnotized to quit. I don't want to smoke cigarettes. I hate the way my mouth feels in the morning. I hate how dry my throat gets. Like, it's awful. And then the second you guys hit me up and said it was real, I was like, fuck you, don't take this from me. You're a piece of shit. And I'm quitting the podcast and moving to Mexico. But I guess I'll do it. I'm going
Your first
in.
Session's today.
My first session's today. He said that I don't have to worry about it because I don't quit today. Next session, I'll quit. But I'm just like, yo, I just bought 2 packs of cigarettes, homie. Like, give me a break. I don't want to do this.
We know you
smoke
do
those
it.
In a day. She'll smoke them in a day.
The thing is, though, we're going to have to stop talking about it because the gentleman that's doing this is going to come on our show after it's all done. But it takes 3 different sessions.
He already sounds a little annoyed with me.
Why? Because you're like,
because when
angry
he called,
at
I
him.
Was like, hey. And he was like, what's up, bitch? Like, I'm doing a service for you. Like, why are you like this? And I was like, it's not you, it's me. Like, these are the only friends I've had for the past 10 years. Like,
your cigarettes?
I'm sorry, I know that must have hurt your feelings. Yes! It's like, that's how it feels! My grandpa's still addicted to smoking. I have a grandpa who's got super dementia, and like one time I turned around and he was just by himself smoking a cigarette, and he goes like, I'll never leave you. Like whispering to a cigarette, and I was like, I get that, Don. I fucking get that. That's love, bro.
Some people are luckier than others. You can be a smoker and live till 100 years old, but what else is going on in your life?
I finally decided that I'm not going to allow Gen Z to tell me how to part my fucking hair.
Why?
Because
you're watching TikTok too much.
I am watching TikTok too much, but no, girl, like, they've made some great fucking points on there. There was another millennial girl who got on there and she was like, I'm not gonna take hair advice from a generation that fucking ate Tide Pods. Like, on some real shit.
And so that's what inspired you to move forward and not being influenced by the generation below us.
Exactly.
See, I just opt out of looking at TikTok altogether.
Ugh, I love it. I love it. I love it so much.
Okay, did you want to talk about Euphoria or should I move on to me not knowing anything about numbers?
I want to talk about Euphoria, but everyone's like, that's so 2019. And it's like, you might be right, but some of us have only just now seen the entire season and I'm fucking mad.
Well, it's about to come back again, I believe.
It is back. You keep saying this. There's two fucking episodes out.
So are they going to like hit us with a season or is it just going to be something where they're like, here's an episode every once in a while?
No, they're hitting them regularly. They're just like downsized because of COVID.
Ugh, I'm so
they're like specials instead of just because you're over it, the pandemic isn't over.
I know. And I'm still sitting my ass at home feeling like, please do something with me until it's over.
We could do stuff.
Like what?
I've been dying to fucking teach you how to cook.
I do the same shit every day.
I asked you to binge watch Euphoria with me.
I've already seen it, although I've forgotten it. What's making you so upset about this stupid show? I know it's very critically acclaimed. I enjoyed it while I was watching
it. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful show.
Okay.
I am so deeply disturbed by the actions of these teenage characters that I want to throw up on myself.
Oh, just that they're like so heavily involved in everything that's not good for a person?
I mean, yeah, like heavy. And I know that it's dramatized because it's a fucking TV show, but it's like, has time really changed that much? Like, I was out of control in high school. We were all getting fucked up and going to class and like sharing vodka throughout the entire class. And some kids had to be wheeled out in wheelchairs. They were so fucked up. Like, we were doing some shit. But not one 15-year-old that I've ever known has looked like that.
Just, right.
Like wearing those pants that don't have sides.
The fashion on Euphoria did go viral. We're like, this is a welcome to a podcast in 2019, everyone. Like, hello, thank you for joining the show.
But like, honestly, like if my 16-year-old daughter wanted to go to English class in bondage, I would say, hey girl, let's talk about this.
You know what? I think it's all social media's fault. I think that, and you know, and that's why I think
or
I'm
is
feeling
it Euphoria's
purposeless.
Fault?
No, I think it's the teenagers in today's day and age are ruled by being socially involved through their phone.
Yeah.
And it's just really, really bad. And I think that's why I'm recontemplating everything about my purpose in life because it's like we're on one end of the spectrum becoming like self-actualized, realized people. But then what's being promoted to us and what does well online is negativity.
Yeah.
And so like Twitter, YouTube, the news, it's all like doomsday 24/7. And it's like this weird complex of we're trying to be good people, but we're still like honestly consumed by the bad.
We're addicted to negativity. We're full blown. Like it's like our brains are engaged in this drama and it forces us to like stay tied to it and never seek a resolution because this is what's feeding us.
Yeah. And I've been doing like recently I read a book on ego. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts about ego and how we're all so tied to that. And I think social media really like builds up a person's ego, which is not great because those are all the personality traits that are, I am what is in my bank account. Mm-hmm. I am my social media following. I am my accomplishments. I am my past. And in actuality, we're not those things.
Yeah.
If we would like rip back the veil and see people for what they are. But it's hard because then like what does well or what attracts people like Twitter, 90% of the trending thing is drama and fear. A video that does well on YouTube is a dramatized, like you're exploiting. And that's why I'm having like this weird thing because YouTube specifically, sorry.
No, I was just gonna say this is like a really interesting thing because like our brains are evolutionarily programmed to seek out, to be activated by fear indicators and stress indicators for survival.
Right.
But because none of us are actually trying to survive anymore, specifically like in America, right? Like our value of life is pretty great out here.
Mm-hmm.
We seek that out elsewhere. So like I was studying composition for like film and cinematography and things like that.
Right.
And there's this book on composition that specifically states like these types of images evoke fear in a person and make somebody stop and watch it because of that evolutionary trait. So like all media, even if it's supposed to be like good shit, is influenced by that fear pinch to get that nerve, yeah, to get that attention.
And even being a YouTuber with good intentions, it's like when you're trying to promote your video, you have to think of like, oh, how am I going to exploit this video, yeah, to grasp people's attention? And it's just like, it's hard to step around that because that's the way the world works. So it's like, do I do this or do I just not do anything with my life? So then that's why I like, yeah, I'm like having this weird pair, like
an existential crisis.
Yes, correct.
Is this what I want to do or is it real estate?
I do love real estate.
I'm actually having dreams that I'm reading comments, that there's a secret section on our videos where you can read comments and I'm somehow getting, like, I've had dreams the past two nights that I've found this like psychotic version of our comment section that exists on YouTube, but it's just privatized. What, like, that's how addicted my brain is to that.
Well, and who knows? They might be back up for this episode. I guess go down and figure it out for yourself because I haven't even made the decision yet. I do want to also let you know, we did start a number where you can leave us voice memos, voicemails. The number is 747-217-2370. So if you want to express your feelings on anything we've talked about on this show for next week, we'll be reacting to some of them live. And I'm also so excited because today's episode is supported by Honey. Honey's back at it again, sponsoring this podcast for a second time, and they are one of my favorite brands to work with. They are a free web browser extension that you can install at two clicks of a button that automatically scours the internet for the best coupon codes when you're shopping online and immediately applies them at checkout. It works on over 30,000 stores like Walmart, Target, Sephora, you name it.
They got it. Likely works there.
Lizzie, what were you recently shopping for?
I was recently shopping for face creams at Sephora, and upon checkout, they saved me a big percentage off my order.
It's free. You don't have to have any credit cards attached or anything, and you just hit checkout, and it like pops down, and it's like, Honey has a coupon for you. And you're like,
it's like, Honey wants to save your bank, girl. And it's like, thanks, Honey.
All right, so you all can get Honey for free by going to joinhoney.com/sip. That's joinhoney.com/sip so they know we sent you. Get Honey and start saving today.
Get Honey, save your money.
Something that caught my eye this past week, obviously Larry King has passed away, RIP, an icon of our generation. Like, I feel lucky.
Of many generations.
Yeah, and I feel lucky.
Some would say all of the generations.
And will live on, honestly, forever.
Oh, yeah.
And I was scrolling through YouTube. I was watching kind of a lot of people that knew him or of him speak about him. And then I stumbled upon something that had mentioned he wanted to be cryogenically frozen,
which I live for,
his death.
Yeah,
I wasn't even aware that people were actually doing this. I thought it was a
just
thing
from Austin Powers.
Yeah, Austin Powers and Alien, which I finally watched. Like when they're traveling yeah, through space, yeah, they get in the
they
freeze themselves.
Yeah,
and I didn't know that that was an option. And it was clipped together where Larry King had spoken on multiple platforms. He was on Conan O'Brien. He talked with Dr. Oz, and he even said it in the New York Times that he wanted to be cryogenically frozen, and he had explored it what seemed to be very in depth. And I just like am so besides myself that this is a thing. He went on the New York Times saying that he wanted the full Ted Williams treatment, referring to a baseball star who died in 2002 and still remains frozen today in cryogenics in a facility in Arizona. And I
used to really want this until I realized how fucked this world is and know that I definitely do not want to be brought back in the future.
Well, that's my first thought is you can't predict. Like, imagine this does work. Right now, it's hypothetical.
Honestly,
that it even
like,
works.
It's like hedging your bets, right? So it's like, I'm going to be frozen just in case this shit works in the future and it's worth it. But like, I don't know, dude, like, polar bears are dying. Global warming is real. Like, I don't want to come back.
Oh, yeah. You're either going to step out into this insane new age Jetson world.
Yeah.
Or.
Which would be great, but I don't feel like that's the vibe. Like, I really don't feel. I feel like humanity has to be, you know, extinct in order for us to have an option at a Jetson reality, because we're not going to be able to. It's going to be more like Interstellar. Like, we're going to be like fucking underground or like on like a fake planet. But it's like, if you're making a fake planet and it's about saving the population on Earth, like, you're not going to bring the frozen dead people with you. You know what I mean?
Nor do we know that it's an actual possibility. If it was a proven fact right now, I wouldn't mind being like, see you in a year. see you after all of this coronavirus right. like, is honestly, done with.
If it was 1998, for sure, I'd be like, yeah, freeze me. Shit like might be cool later. Good. Yeah.
But it costs anywhere from, so you can either just freeze your head or you can freeze your entire body. Yeah. It ranges from $100,000 to just under $250,000.
That's not and bad. like, that's not crazy expensive.
I mean, I feel like I would rather give that to the people in my family that need it than try to freeze myself, because right. the option is, so what happens is they actually do this after you have died. So as yeah. soon as you're pronounced dead, then they rush you off to the facility where they like revive your organs, because they say that like, although your heart stops beating, you don't have a pulse, your organisms and your atoms are still very much so alive. Mm-hmm. And what is just odd to me is I feel like, would your spirit not leave your body at your time of death? And can they encapsulate your spirit, which is what scares me. I almost feel like I would just want to do what the world wants for me. And if I yeah. come back as another being or animal or person and have another life after this, mm-hmm. great. And then I can also meet my soul family up in heaven.
Everyone I like how spiritually you're considering it. I never took the spiritual route with it, but I did shrooms one time. And the only thought I had was like, I could keep struggling through this life or I could end it now. like I've done everything I want to do. Don't bring me back. You know what I'm saying?
right.
Yeah.
I mean, and if you just freeze your head, then you're also banking on the fact that there needs to be like
a body that it could be attached to. A robotic body. I mean, I do feel like you can't preserve the soul because it's not a physical entity, even though some people say that they can prove that it has mass because your body loses a certain amount of weight the second you die, which might be your tangible soul or spirit as it leaves this earth or whatever. Uh-huh. But I just don't, I think you could like download the information in your brain, I guess, and come back to it like on some sixth day shit. But I don't want that. you know, like I really don't want that.
yeah, I mean, okay. On another note, Microsoft has also filed a patent for potentially bringing you back from the dead, but not as yourself, as an AI version of yourself, which more so seems like for your family and friends that don't want to mourn your loss
yeah.
or just want to feel more close and connected to you now that you've passed to the other side. So this would take a bunch of your social media presence, the data that they've been collecting.
Oh no, I didn't know it was like that.
And ever. Yeah, and they would actually recreate.
God, I'd come back as such a fake ass bitch.
An AI version with your voice. Probably they'd probably take clips from the podcast to create your voice so that they could talk to you as though you were a real human being.
Ugh. Ugh.
And I feel like
I don't know. I feel like if my parents had to talk to like the social media version of me, they'd be like, we fucked up. like this was a mistake. She's a disingenuous idiot. Like, gotta go.
I can't fathom the ways that the world is going to evolve and we're all going to be fine, because the race for AI is on. And as soon as they find somebody that's better and smarter than us in moving form, we're dead.
I think, yes, 100%. We're definitely fucked in that regard. Like, we're not going to best robots. That's not a thing. What scares me the most is the fact that we are already cyborgs to some degree. And like Elon Musk talks about this all the time, but it's like, I don't go anywhere without this phone. This one is always on my person or in my hand. And if I don't know where it is, I feel toxically sick. And this is a fucking piece of technology. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
and it's recording us at all times.
It's recording us at all times.
Everything.
It connects us to a fucking the internet and everybody at all times. This is what makes us a cyborg. You know what I mean?
Well, and the thing
is, and it's now making videos of our pictures where it knows like what people to incorporate and what things, and like those edits scare the shit out of me.
That's what I mean. And nobody's going to go against it because of the convenience of it. Like, you're not going to just give up your iPhone.
No.
So we're all succumbing to this.
Yeah.
And then when there's
and we're dependent upon it.
AI bots, when there's actual human form robots who mm-hmm. can think a million times faster than us, that have Google behind their eyelids, we're literally their pets and at the mercy of them not wanting to just kill us.
I mean, we're already at the mercy of them.
Thank
like
God.
You just said, we can't live without our phones. I can't live without my computer. I can't live without Netflix. Like, what?
Well, thank God the aliens are coming, because another UFO, I would say the most realistic UFO of our time, was spotted just 20 fucking minutes from here outside of Westlake Village. A woman was driving on the freeway. She got a clear image. And
I didn't even need this clear image, though, dude. Like, the government's already been like, shit's real. Like, okay. The fucking military's like, there's a bunch of UFOs up here that we can't account for. Like, it's real. It's fucking real. I'm gonna start crying. And I know that they mean no harm, because they've been here for like centuries, if maybe not like millennia, and they might be in control of everything and always have been. But like, at the same time, like, girl, I'm scared.
Honestly, talking about everything we just talked about, it seems like our world is further escalating into a scary...
And you want to have kids.
You're right. And that's probably toxic too, because that's like a purpose. You know?
I want kids.
It's
too,
like
though.
Having a child gives your life purpose.
That's
toxic, to like have a kid to give your life purpose. But like, what is the other? Else do people have kids?
People like talk about what's the meaning of life, and I think the meaning of life is to perpetuate life. So like, no shit, everybody wants to have a kid because that's what your body was made to do.
Right. Well, mine's not. If it was, I'd be pregnant.
No, yours, male and female.
Well, yeah, right. Like, I can produce a baby.
I can't have a baby without a semen.
Right.
And I mean, like,
a semen?
Come, not like a
one semen.
I don't mean like,
you never know. She can
get
lucky.
I'm not talking about a sailor. I'm specifically talking about like a 6'2" fucking blonde filmmaker man who's got some nice scruff and has a cute little chest patch that sticks out of the top of an unbuttoned Henley. I love Joe. I love him so much.
All right, let's get into some hot topics. First up, the timing of this story is insane. The director from Call Me By Your Name, which starred Armie Hammer and Timothy Chalamet, beautiful man-on-man love story.
Yeah.
Well, now that director, alongside Timothy Chalamet,
is
creating a movie based on a book all about cannibalism. A cannibalism love story.
Cannibalism. I think this is horrible timing for this filmmaker, because, you know, movies take a long time to get going, and this probably has been in the works for some time now.
The timing is crazy. I was looking at the book it was based off of, and the tagline for the book is that Maren Yearly doesn't just break hearts, she devours them.
Yum.
Which is kind of crazy. The whole premise of this story is it follows a woman on a cross-country trip as she searches for her father that she's never met, in attempt to understand why she has the urge to eat and kill people that love her. And it's like, the timing of this is just too real, too spooky, too scary.
That sounds way more in depth and emotional than Armie's fetish.
Are we gonna die? Is
what
the
is
UFO coming for
what
us?
What is that noise?
Literally.
What? Are you sure?
I hope it's the aliens.
Have you ever heard something
honestly
like that?
Honestly, take us out. Right now, I'm ready. I will board the fucking UFO.
I don't want to die here with you.
With me? Why?
I'm so sorry. I don't want to die with my dog.
Yeah, that is the reason. Like, I can only fly with Shane because I, like, can't fathom the idea of, like, going down in a plane without him.
Yeah.
So wherever I go, he has to come.
I'm actually so glad that everybody heard that noise, because I was like, is it just me? Am I the only one who's hearing that right now?
The aliens are coming down. Another news. Subway tuna apparently isn't real.
It's alien meat.
Is that what you truly believe?
No, I think it's probably just like veggies and some chemicals. Maybe some cardboard. I don't know.
Well, you were the one that sent me this story, and I guess just two patrons, they were dining in at Subway, decided, hey, this doesn't really taste like tuna from the sea.
Tuna from the sea.
I mean, honestly, it's probably fabricated.
The funniest thing is, like, Joe came into the house and he was like, that was the one thing I would order at Subway because it felt like a real food source. And I was like, what's wrong with you now?
So these people, they thought that the tuna tasted so funky, they took it to a lab to get tested. The lab then said, no, this really isn't made up of tuna.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of tuna that's in it is basically nothing. And now these two people, instead of just choosing not to eat at Subway any longer, are aggressively, well, I don't know if it's aggressively, but have filed a lawsuit to sue Subway against their non-real tuna fish sandwiches.
Like, to some degree, are they being good Samaritans? Like, are they looking out for the rest of us?
Maybe they're trying to raise awareness.
Are they fighting the good fight?
And knew that the only way to get the public to know is if there was a lawsuit filed. But they could have just made a TikTok. Like, took this to the lab. We've seen much crazier, less crazy things go viral on TikTok.
TikTok's so full of misinformation, though, that you can't just go viral there.
Can you trust this either, though?
Yes, you can trust this.
Subway has so far...
It's a science and it's a lab and it's a legal case. Like, it's legitimate.
I'm, like, out here lying because I'm like, Subway so far has denied the claims, but I don't know that. I'm just, like, reading off things
in my
head.
Just like when I said it was Mercury's in retrograde.
Yeah. Jessica Simpson also weighed in, which I thought was iconic. She, quote, tweeted the Today Show running with the story, which is also crazy. Like, the Today Show picked up Subway's tuna not being tuna.
Yeah. We're bored, guys.
Very bored, and I guess so are we. But Jessica, quote, tweeted that saying, it's okay, Subway. It is confusing.
I love Jessica Simpson, honestly.
I do too.
Jessica.
I would like...
Get up in here, girl.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
She's not going to grace us.
I can't imagine.
Show.
Don't say that.
Okay. Let me think
God,
that into
we're manifesting
existence.
Jessica Simpson, you
Here
crazy.
I am too. I'm like, before Christmas, I'm like, look at January's going to be so great. We're going to book all of these guests and like, see, I think that's why I'm just like having a full blown meltdown.
Yeah.
It's because I'm just, I've hit a wall with life as we know it. All right. In other TikTok news, which is part of your favorite, a girl caught her date swiping on a dating app through the reflection of his glasses while on a date for the first time from a dating app.
I mean, there's a lot of those TikToks floating around where it's like guys will be making out with a girl at a bar and you just see him swiping behind her back. All of this is disgusting.
Yet it's...
I don't know if it's real. I don't know if any of it's real.
Right. Everything's a hoax.
Everything's
on fucking
a hoax
TikTok.
On TikTok. Helen Keller's a hoax on TikTok.
What do you mean?
There's this whole thing on TikTok where like a bunch of people now believe that Helen Keller wasn't real and that she didn't learn to speak because it's just so hard for them to fathom.
I think I'm retiring.
Not to speak, but like to do sign language.
I think I'm done. I think I'm out of this business for the rest of my
dude.
Life.
And this is what I'm saying. Like, fuck Gen Z. I'm not going to fucking center part my hair. You eat Tide Pods and believe Helen Keller's a hoax.
Yeah, and you're saying this as you consume more of it than most people I know.
The funny thing is I was talking to my friend Danica about this last night. I was like, I need to get Botox in my like bottom half of my face because I just consume things that disgust me and make me mad. So this is my face all day.
You're gonna get permanently stuck like that. Have you had a horrific date? Like, is there a standout awful date moment?
Probably. There was that guy that I was dating for a second. Do you remember that guy? You met him.
I don't want to.
I don't want to name names.
Well, you don't have to name names, but can you tell your worst date story?
So this guy and I had just started dating, and I had booked a guest star on a TV show, and I wanted to celebrate it, but he was just very clearly upset and jealous that I had like one of the best days of my life.
Right.
And he was making it all about him and was like mad, and I was like, oh, I hate you. Like, this is weird behavior. And then after the date, he drove me home. And in, like, the front yard, he was like, will you suck my dick? And I was like, I'm not going to suck your dick in your car in front of my house. I'm actually just going to go. And I, like, got into my house and I texted him. And I was like, hey, I don't want to see you ever again. And then he responded, is it because you want to date someone more like you? And I was like, no, it's because I definitely don't want to date someone like you. And that was that.
Yikes.
Yeah. And then like a few weeks later, he was like, can we meet up for coffee for some closure? And I was like, I feel pretty close on the matter. But you do have one of my favorite Letterman jackets. So yeah, bring my jacket and I'll see you. And he was like reading the book, The Secret, and drinking
me,
a pumpkin spice latte. It was disgusting. I was like, this is it. This right here. And then he's like, I just don't understand. And I was like, well, you're kind of a selfish person who doesn't understand when you're making people uncomfortable. And that's why I don't want to be with you.
Well, and I think that's the problem with dating in LA in general is so many people
everyone's
come
reading
here.
The Secret.
Not only that, which they did just come out with a movie with Katie Holmes, and I've been trying to watch it, but every time Shane's like, no, I'm not interested.
I'll watch it with you.
You will?
Yeah, of course.
The last thing I have on this list is from you, but I don't watch The Bachelor. Do we really want to leave this podcast on The Bachelor?
The fact that Claire and Dale have broken up is a big fucking deal, dude. The fact that this, I hate that we record on Mondays, because I can never speak about The Bachelor in a fucking present tense in a way that matters, because another episode airs before tonight. We air. Yeah.
But like, I wouldn't be able to go back and forth with you because I can't keep up with
which is also another fucking problem that I have with you. Like, you're my gay best friend, and there are so many things that I want to talk to you about that you just don't know dick about. Like,
don't pin that on me.
You don't know shit about Lizzo. You don't know shit about The Bachelor. Like, what are we doing here? You can't even catch a snake though either. So it's like, you don't have the pros of either of them. You know, like,
you know what?
I love you. I love you. You obviously unconditionally. Because I'm still here.
The Bachelor's all the rage, and I know all the girls and boys love it. Yeah. Like, my brother even watches it with his wife.
See, I need to talk to Austin.
Pretty invested in it as well. But my whole thing is like,
I watch with James.
And I guess now I have no excuse, because I'm like, ugh, that's so many hours of television a week. Like, I'm doing anything fucking else.
Yeah. Do it, dude. Take the fucking red pill.
So what's your problem
hole.
With them?
My problem with them is that Claire fucked up the entire season. So this is not the present season, but the one right before this. Claire came on and she met Dale fresh out of the fucking limo. And she goes, I met my husband. And then she fucked up the entire rest of the show. She wouldn't give any of the other men a chance. Like, these guys are falling for her. And she's like, don't talk about my fiance like that. And everyone's like, whoa, dude, like, he's not your fiance yet. You're 3 weeks in, you crazy bitch. And then she stops the show. She like calls Chris Harrison in and she's like, this is the one. I don't want to continue with this journey. Like, I want to marry Dale. Like, I know Dale's my
show's
boy.
Over.
No, they brought in another girl to finish out the season.
Oh my God. So,
and like, good for her, because she was really cute and I'm glad that she found love as well. But it's like the fact that Claire was like, this is my man's. They got engaged like 3 weeks after knowing each other on the show. And then this like last week, I think Dale was like, we're done. And it's like, what the fuck did you think, Claire? What the fuck did you think, bitch?
And she missed her moment. Now she doesn't have her Bachelor moment.
Exactly. And I think this was maybe like the second or third time she's been on The Bachelor.
Wow.
Or The Bachelorette. This is the first time she's been The Bachelorette. I don't actually know. I just got invested in this show. This is like my third season. I did one before. I did Pilot Pete, which was just fucking enraging, but there's some hot moments in there. Like, you'll watch The Bachelor and all of a sudden you'll realize like, oh my God, my life is so rich and full and great. And like, I never have to worry about being in this position. Like, thank God. But there's some shit on there where you're just like, what?
Today's episode is sponsored by MeUndies, which is so exciting. I live for their products. MeUndies believes comfort is about more than what's touching your skin. It's about feeling comfortable in your skin. They have anything and everything when it comes to comfortable clothing, boxers, underwear, onesies, you name it. All the fun stuff in the world. The most comfortable sweatpants I now own. Oh my God. They're
sweatpants?
Gorgeous. Yes. And
ding.
They're silky smooth.
We gotta do matching fucking MeUndies onesies.
MeUndies does have a fun tab called Match Me, where you can get matching pretty much anything with your spouse or your best friend. One of my favorite things is that they have size ranges from extra small to 4XL. They also have a membership, which includes site-wide savings and additional exclusive deals.
I know exactly what I want to wear with you to match.
All right, we're currently ordering more MeUndies for ourselves right now. If you want to look cute and match us, go to MeUndies.com to save 15% off of your first purchase, plus you'll get free shipping. The best part about MeUndies, if you don't love something, they will exchange or refund it guaranteed. Go to MeUndies.com/sip. Once again, that's MeUndies.com/sip to save 15% off and get free shipping on your first order. So we're going to do, we had Brigitte pull up a quiz, and it's things that you should know with a 10th grade education. Right? Is that what this is?
Yeah. God help us.
It's basically how much random high school knowledge do you still have?
Oh my
learned.
God.
Probably none. God
but
help
like,
us.
Ask me what my classmates are up to now and I could tell you that.
Okay. What's one of the first?
All right. Well, let's start with an easy one. What is the powerhouse of the cell?
Is it the nucleus membrane?
I feel like I'm going to agree with you. Although, is it called the nucleus membrane?
So your options are central vacuole, nucleus, mitochondria, or ribosomes?
Nucleus
for sure.
Wrong.
Are
what
you
the
fucking
fuck?
Kidding me?
It's the mitochondria.
Eat a dick.
I've never heard
no
of the mitochondria.
No one asked.
Does it provide further information?
It does not. It says wrong, mitochondria.
Okay,
rude.
Then Google yourself. God damn.
Yeah, good right. luck with that.
All right. Let's see. A really important one. How many members are in the House of Representatives?
No. 435.
Are you serious?
I Googled it on my smoke break. I knew this was coming. Why do you think I wanted to do the quiz? Because I cheated.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. But you can agree with me. We're in this together.
I agree with Lizzie. Bitch, I wasn't going to say like 60.
No, I do know that each state has a certain number of representatives based on their population. So that's why, like, I know that part inherently in my heart of hearts.
So did you look all of these up?
No, I didn't look all of them up. I just knew that she was going to ask about the House of Representatives. So that I Googled it so I wouldn't look like...
fucking cheater.
I refuse to look like a dumb bitch on fucking social media, okay? You got me, mitochondria. You got me. But you're not going to fuck me on the House of Representatives. Not today.
All right.
Not on Stormaloo's birthday.
Okay, Stormies.
Stormaloo.
I feel like that's offensive.
It's Stormaloo. Not. Her family and friends call her Stormaloo.
You're not either of those.
Oh my God. He is bitchy today. Next question. Okay.
Next question. Let's try an English question. Shit. What is the technical name for words like the following? Bark, wow, vroom, pow.
Onomatopoeia.
Slang.
Is it onomatopoeia?
Onomatopoeia.
You fucking looked this. There's no way you
can't.
Know
I didn't look up onomatopoeia. I'm a writer, you bitch. I know what onomatopoeia is. I only express myself in sounds.
And I'm the angry one.
That's correct. Onomatopoeia.
And onomatopoeia.
You're saying it wrong. Onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia.
Okay, word police. Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry if I'm not besides myself.
I'm quitting. I'm quitting the show.
Don't quit. I just want to wear matching underwear with you.
So what is onomatopoeia?
Onomatopoeia is when you use a sound in your writing. So it would be like the car goes vroom. Vroom is onomatopoeia.
Oh.
Yeah.
When you said an English question, I thought you meant like London.
Oh. Well, that's a deeper problem.
The subject, like English.
The subject, yeah. Like,
okay, got it.
Okay, let's do, how about a history question?
Oh, God, help us.
What year was the Civil Rights Act passed? 1945?
64.
1964?
Yeah.
1967 or 1970?
1964.
1964 is correct.
Woo!
Yeah, that's like more fresh in my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those educational videos I've been directing the last 2 weeks have been about the Civil Rights Act. So if I didn't know that, I'm really bad.
I guess you guys are good with history. Let's see. One more history question. And finally, which of the following events occurred first? World War One, the Great Depression, or women's suffrage? World War One, the Great Depression, or women's suffrage? Women's suffrage.
I want to say women's suffrage, but I am not sure because I think it's... Maybe it's the 21st Amendment and it didn't happen in 1920, but I know it was the early 1900s and World War I was also the early 1900s. The Great Depression was 1929 or something.
Are you jacking off your mic?
I'm panicking.
I'm going to say World War One.
I'm
going to
say women's
no
suffrage.
You're correct, Ryland.
No!
One more question.
Sounded legit to me.
So World War I occurred first as the war started in 1914 and lasted until 1918. So the 19th Amendment, which granted women the right to vote, was ratified in 1920. And the Great Depression was 1929.
Is the women's right to vote the 21st Amendment?
19th Amendment.
God, I know nothing. I know nothing.
Me either.
I'm just trying to control my own menstrual cycle and jack off this microphone.
This one's really hard, but hey, let's go out with a bang. In what phase of mitosis do the chromosomes line up in the center of the cell? Is it telophase? Anaphase, metaphase, or cytokinesis?
I'm going to say metaphase because that's the only one I've ever heard of. Not that I know what it is.
Lizzie?
What? Can you repeat the question?
In what phase of mitosis do the chromosomes line up in the center of the cell?
If the glove does not fit, you must acquit.
It's metaphase.
Riley, why are you smarter than me?
I don't think I'm smarter than you. I'm doing well-educated guesses.
I'm well-educated and I have no guesses.
Did anyone keep score? Who won?
Ryland's winning as long. I think we got to do. I can't go out with him getting it right. I'm very petty. This doesn't feel good. I love you very much, Ryland, and I'm really proud of your success.
I'm very competitive, so if I felt like I had won on any merit, I would really be gloating, but I feel like I'm just guessing.
Okay, that makes me feel better, but it also doesn't because you are still winning.
Thank you.
Like, we're both very competitive.
So should we go out on a Shakespeare question then?
Yeah. Is it the one we already did?
Hit us with Shakespeare.
It can't be the one we already did because we know the answer to it.
That was already in the quiz.
And hold also, on. Fuck that quiz for that question. Tricky ass bitch.
How is water written scientifically?
H2O.
Sure. Yeah. Fuck.
Can we just do one that he really doesn't know? Okay. I'm sorry. I love you.
You're asking her to pull questions out of her ass.
Can we film that?
No.
Honestly, that's a video. Oh my
God. OnlyFans, put it in the bank.
I think these are... Okay. Oh, God, sorry. Okay, sorry. 180 degree angle is called...
A straight line.
No. Oh, yeah. 180, because 90 would be...
This. Yes. What are the options?
A straight angle. You're correct.
Okay, cute.
There's no options.
That's all.
Yeah.
Yay! I'll be better prepared. I'll do random.
I feel panicked. I don't know. Like, that was really fun, but I feel like you can never, like, end a trivia game feeling good about yourself unless you, like, hella win.
You were the one that wanted to play the trivia game.
I know. And it was, like, fun for a minute, and then I, like, felt really dumb. And it pissed me off.
Please do a zoom in on Rylan's face.
Well, with that, we will leave you for this week. Thank you so much for watching and supporting our show. I think next week we're going to be fine.
Everything's going to be fine.
Everything's going to be fine.
Everything's going to be fine.
You're like fucking with science. I don't know.
I'm going to take my birth control like a regular person as God intended.
And I'm going to do some soul searching.
Yeah.
And we'll be back here better than ever.
And let's make Valentine's.
Is next week Valentine's?
The week after. So we should get going.
All right. We need to plan our retreat.
But it's not a retreat. Like, but we should make cute Valentine's for our boys.
Well, okay.
This is like you when we were doing the Halloween costume thing and you wouldn't commit to my conversations 3 weeks in advance. So we couldn't be fucking Addison Rae and Courtney like I wanted.
God bless your heart. All right, you guys, thank you so much for watching and supporting our show. If you want to follow us on social media, we're at The Sip Official, and we're also on there personally. We also have a phone number that I'm going to leave right here where you can leave us a voice message that we can react to live on next week's episode of this show. Thank you guys. We love you very much. Goodbye.
And that's the sip.